All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Now, I don't know if he still smokes, but I know that he at least vapes. I don't know how he can live to 80. He was walking into the church a year ago, and he had the vape pen. And he was hitting on it all the way up to when he had to go into the church. His wife is Pooh Bear's age. So, late 50s, Bob, 80. That's horrible. First time, though, I walk into the bathroom. And he's in the stall. I'm not sure if he was taking a dump. I couldn't smell dump. But what I did smell was cigarette. And he comes walking out. He's like, hey. And there's smoke everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here, Bob? Jesus Christ. This was 2013 or so. Didn't really speak. I guess Aram is watching the live stream of that trial. Stevie, thanks for the heads up on the live stream. I watched every minute of all 40 hours, but don't really know what the burden of proof was until the last 30 minutes yesterday. Good God, you're invested. You watch 40 hours of trial? How? Okay, this is a 2-week trial. That's 20 hours a week. Who has 20 extra hours a week to watch a goddamn trial? Oh, I don't know how you people do all this shit between your video games and whatever it is you do in your free time. But, my God. Mediocrity Dave is actually at the courthouse waiting on a verdict. Yeah, you're doing work for who again? Is it, do you want to give an eyewitness report? Can I actually, do you want to call in? That's it, WGVU Radio. I will interview you like our roving reporter in the field, Mediocrity Dave, with a report from the courthouse. You should do that. That would be fun. If you could, Dave, email me your phone number. I'll put you right on. If I could, I'd invite you into the live stream. But I don't know how to do that. I'm pretty shitty at this. Let me know if you're interested. We can get a report from the courthouse from Mediocrity Dave. Now, if you're there, let me just say this. You have to understand that if he is not guilty or it's a hung jury, you got to get the fuck out of there because you're going to get your ass kicked. There may be a riot immediately. If it does happen to break out and you're there, just act like a rioter. Maybe help them. I'm not sure. Go in, bust into Kaiser's candy shop, get some candy there. Phil Cronin says, according to Fox 17. There was already a clash between the two sides this morning. Man Bun Chris says, what ice cream are people going to go for at Kilwin's? Tyler suggests you start stealing shit. That was my cup that just fell down. Scared the shit out of the dog. All right, we're going to go to Dave in the field. He said he's going to send off an email. Eric@ericzaneshow.com. I've not yet received it. Let's get the email and let's talk to Dave. Before we get to that, thanks as always to the sponsors that help make this show possible. Berlin Raceway, I started talking about earlier for some reason, has racing this weekend, Saturday, 4 p.m. start. You go to berlinraceway.com to get tickets. They're $15 each. Pardon me, $14 each. 15 and under gets in free. I'm screwing this up. Parking is free. You can bring in a cooler 12 by 18. Or smaller, with all of your snacks. You can bring your snacks. You can bring your soft drinks. No glass. No alcohol. Why does it take so damn long for you to send in a phone number, for fuck's sake? What is going on there? Tyler says, is the verdict set to drop today? Haven't been paying attention. Well, it was about a 2-week trial. And it went to the jury, I believe yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. They deliberated for a few hours and they're deliberating right now. Let's talk a little bit about the ridiculousness of how the jury system is. What a crock of shit. The fate of a person is in the hands of a jury, a group of people who want nothing more than to be out of there. I'm not going to lie. If I'm the one dissenter, let's say I'm in that jury room, and every single one of them say that he's guilty, and I'm like, no, he's not. He's not guilty. And then I realize that it's going to take considerable amount of time to get this to go the way that I want. I'm just going to say he's guilty just so I can go home. I can't be the only person who would do that. And besides, people who are on juries, they want idiots. Let's get Dave on the phone from the trial.
This is Dave.
Dave, it's EZ. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, EZ?
Never better. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
When did they let you know that you were getting the assignment to be at the courtroom?
Well, so the way public radio works is we have like a network, a Michigan public radio network, and then one person from that network is assigned to like a big piece of news. So the Sure trial, for example.
Yeah.
And we have someone from Michigan Public, the Lansing affiliate, is actually covering it. But for today, because it's, you know, the verdict could come down, they've asked me to kind of hang out and see if that happens, what comes down, and get some reaction. So,
do you have any trepidations waiting for this? Do you have any concerns?
No, not really. I kind of brought up the point, we were having this discussion in our newsroom, that, you know, when the riots happened a few years back, I personally feel like we were in a very different place than we are right now. We had the Leoya shooting, which is this trial. We had Breonna Taylor going on, and we had
Floyd.
Thank you. And so I think things were very heightened at that point.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we're at that point right now. So no, I'm not too worried.
What is the environment? Is there other like news crews just standing around waiting? Do you have to like drum up conversations with them to pass the time? What's happening?
So the trial itself is taking place in a courtroom on the 10th floor of the Kent County Courthouse. And then the media for the past week and a half now have been camped out basically in a giant conference room on the 5th floor. There is one pool camera that is up in the courtroom, and that feeds down into the 5th floor conference room. And then everyone pulls their video and audio and whatnot from that one camera. So right now we're all just sitting in this big conference room, you know, watching videos, listening to the Eric Zane Show podcast, and waiting to see what happens.
Are any of the reporters hot?
No comment. I'm still on the clock. I can't.
your television station, is it funded? Is Trump going to cut the funding?
Well, I'm radio.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. But we are public television as well. And we've been getting back from Washington a lot of stuff that says we're scheduled to be on the chopping block, but right now, yeah. Nothing major has happened as of yet.
You better start having a few more fundraisers, like, you know.
Yeah, we're stocking up on tote bags. For
yes,
sure.
The tote bag. Holy shit, I need a tote bag. God damn it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else that you think you need to talk about here on this thing, about this trial? Do you have a gut feeling if you can even do that? I don't even know if you can.
I'd rather not. I mean, I do have my inklings as to how this is going to go. I'd rather not say.
Yeah.
Just, you know, because of where.
Right. Right. Where you got to right be. Now, but, you got to be objective.
Sure. But I mean, I think it's gone faster, definitely gone faster than people thought it would. I know the defense had at least 40 witnesses that they were prepared to call. Obviously, they didn't call all of them. So they felt the strength of their case rode on those that they called, including Scheer himself. So, yeah, it could go any way. I'm up on the 12th floor now looking down. You were talking about protesters earlier, and there's maybe 20 people per side.
Oh, okay.
In front of the courthouse, just standing around in support of.
Yeah. Well, you know, we always want interesting news stories. So, you know, I'm hopeful that if no matter what goes down, that you're able to report on a big fight between those two groups.
I heard there was a little spatting going on this morning, but nothing major. And GRPD's finest are out here. They're, you know, they've got everything under control, and looks like they're handling business. So,
David, you are the best. I appreciate you so much.
No problem. Thanks, EZ.
All right, buddy. Thanks. That's Dave from the courtroom. EZ, when breaking news happens, the EZ Show podcast will be there. Jeremy says nobody here listens to radio. That's not true. Some people listen to radio. There's a few. Let's see. Is Fox 17 talking about a fight? No, it just talks about still deliberating. Yesterday was the Met Gala. What a pilot. I don't even know what the fuck goes on at the Met Gala. The only reason why I know about the Met Gala is because Dave Portnoy said he was going to the Met Gala. In between moments of him acting like he was mad about people walking around with a fuck the Jews sign at his stupid bar. Raise your hand if you really think this guy's pissed off, because I don't. I've thought about it. Also, Portnoy was like, hey, I've talked to these two guys who did this, and I am sending them to Auschwitz to see the concentration camp. And then I think he rescinded that, and I'm like, this is the dumbest thing ever. First of all, fucking relax. All right? Some asshole had a sign. Let's not overreact here. Sure, he's an asshole, but you didn't do anything. And if you... if I'm the guy that made that sign and Dave Portnoy is like, yeah, I'm going to send you to Auschwitz. I would take that. I'd be like, you know, that sounds like a good idea. I would absolutely love that. The school, Temple University, has suspended the guy who came up with the fuck the Jews sign. And I don't blame him, I guess. I mean, acting like an asshole on his own time. I guess that's a thing. I think we're in a ridiculously slow news cycle right now. Trump has been on fire, but I think he's been so on fire that not enough people care about anything that he does now. Like, he's really got to do something fucked up for anybody to even drop it as a news story. The latest thing he threw out there was offering people who are in the country illegally $1,000 if they self-deport. He's kicked about 150,000 people out of the country. He's announcing, I'll give you $1,000 to leave the country. All you have to do is prove that you actually were in the country and that you left the country. I don't know. I just have a feeling like somebody's going to take advantage of this the same way they took advantage of those small business association loans. Remember those during COVID? That's how Joe bought all of his radio stations back in the day. Rebecca says there's no way he follows through with the payment. Oh, I know. No. He'll just get him out of there. And then they'll say, hey, by the way, where's my $1,000? Yeah, I just sent it to you. You didn't get it? Molly says, will they get the money or is he just going to lie about that just like the $5,000? Well, I don't think he lied about the $5,000. He said that that would be a great idea. Don says he's paying in pesos. Okay, let's do the conversion. How much is 1,000 pesos in U.S. dollars? All right, $50. $50.69. All right, so they get $50. If that's the case, I don't know if it is. Corey says he'll get the money from all the cash we are making on the tariffs. Corey, we talked about this yesterday, says Trump wants to reopen Alcatraz. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know how cool it is. You're looking at a massively antiquated system for housing inmates. I'm guessing that the method of getting opening the doors of key in the lock needs to be upgraded. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my God. gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon goods were all out of the ordinary. Chris says a state cop ran over a protester a couple of days ago. Concerning Alcatraz, Tofus says to get Alcatraz up to code would cost a staggering amount of money. I visited Alcatraz once. One of the more boring things I've ever seen in my entire life. Of course, I was very young when I saw it. So, you know, now that I'm old, I'd probably like it. You know how it is. You don't like that shit when you're young. All right. Back to the Met Gala. Lady Gaga had like four outfits on. She shows up wearing one thing, and it's ridiculous. And then a couple seconds later, they like yank it off of her, and she's got something on underneath that. And then a couple seconds later, she has something else on underneath her. I don't know what that is.
Hello, my name is Emily Gilchrist.
This is Gaga showing up. All right, here's the big arrival of Lady Gaga. Okay, so she looks like somebody from like the Hunger Games. All the paparazzi yelling at her. Giant eyelashes on her. Okay, this huge purple, it looks like a tent. This guy's trying to get a word with her, you know, just like screaming at her. Everybody's getting paid with these pictures. These guys open up umbrellas for some reason. It's not raining. Not sure what's happening. A little bit of time passes.
When it comes to ideas for your bath project, you have options within options at Floor & Decor.
Shit! And now, okay, she loses that one. Now she has something else on. Mannerisms. Okay.
Filled with glitter.
More pictures. Picture. More time. Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. She has an umbrella. Great. Outstanding.
Yes.
Time for another catastrophe. This guy unzips her, and she's like, oh, no. Yep, she's got another outfit underneath. There it is. Yeah. She's losing her clothes. This guy's fixing her booby. About to get another ad. Now she's on a phone from the 1980s, a prop. This is so stupid. Can't think of what's more a waste of time. Molly playing video games or this bullshit. Okay. Now she's got this. Is the latest transition. Okay, now this guy's gonna take off this article of clothing. Another ridiculous moment. Now she's she's kind of soft, by the way. I think she's getting older. She's getting a little soft. She's not that tall.
Straight up. Straight up here. Yeah, now looking over. Looking over. Looking over.
Okay. This guy kisses her for some reason. What a stupid
Doug, on the other side.
Oh, I guess she's crawling on the fucking
Doug,
carpet.
Doug, I can't see you on this side.
I don't even know what they do at the Met Gala. There was a story I saw in the New York Post where a suspected terrorist had planned to kill fans at a Lady Gaga concert, has been ID'd as an illegal immigrant recently deported from the U.S. Okay, so the New York Post, they love Trump. They always have. And anytime you can have a story like this, you go for it. Now, I'm not saying it's not true, but they are definitely going to highlight it. This is good for their business. A suspected terrorist who planned to kill Lady Gaga fans in a sickening attack on her record-breaking Brazil concert was deported from the U.S. last month. Luiz da Silva wanted to live stream the execution of children and set up bombs close to the stage during Lady Gaga's performance to 2.5 million fans on Copacabana Beach in Rio on Saturday. Investigators said. My God. The singer, they said, he said that the singer was a Satanist and that he was going to perform a satanic ritual too, killing a child during the show. Fuck. Authorities are investigating why the guy was removed for the U.S. Well, he's a bad dude. Da Silva and a 17-year-old boy were taken into custody just hours before the concert went ahead, after authorities uncovered their alleged murderous plot. Excuse me, O'Neill. The pair used Discord to try and radicalize others, including teenagers, to carry out the attacks against children and members of the LGBTQ plus community who were attending the concert. They were going to use Molotov cocktails and explosive backpacks. So now the guy's been caught. So if you're Trump, what you do is you lean into that. And you say, look, I am the president for change. I support the LGBTQ plus community because I saved a number of the world's gays from bloodshed. Because of me putting this guy on the radar by deporting him. So this guy and maybe two or three others that have been deported are actually criminals. Along with local babies and farmers, house painters and roofers. And moms and dads have all been sent to the hardest prison in the world, El Salvador. Now that this guy's been busted, he'll probably wind up in a cell with babies, and that's it. For the rest of his days, it'll be just him leading the babies.
No verdict yet. Let's see, what else do we have here? I'm a little lean today, I'm not going to lie. The guy who fell out of the ballpark, I guess he was shit-faced. After watching it, we've been able to piece together that he just stood up really quick and then somehow kept going. They're revealing the injuries that happened to this dude. He broke his neck, he broke his back, and he broke his collarbone when he hit the ground. 20-year-old Kevin Markwood is alive, and he took his first steps since falling out in last week's game, according to the GoFundMe from Jennifer Phillips. He still has a long way to go. He's dealing with all of these injuries, so there are plenty of obstacles ahead. He used to play college football, I guess. He's showing signs of real strength after he was admitted to the hospital in critical condition last week. The GoFundMe has set up, has more than 90% of its goal of $45,000 as of Monday night. Markwood fell over the wall, the Clemente wall in right field of the Pittsburgh ballpark. Isn't that the wall they said they were going to take down? Take down his number during Wednesday night's Pirates-Cubs game. Yeah, you don't fuck with Roberto Clemente or Clemente. I remember we got into a fight over that one. God, that was ugly. He fell 21 feet. Tophus says, damn, he's really in between a rock and a hard place here, having to potentially say good things about LGBTQ+. I don't know how Trump will do that. Jeremy, I think, talking about Lady Gaga, says she thinks she's way more attractive than she actually is. Well, I don't know. I think she's cute. And to me, her personality stands out. I like Lady Gaga. I saw a video of her and Brian Johnson. She's like a huge AC/DC fan. Lady Gaga, Brian Johnson. It was one of those videos where they like go for a ride in a car, kind of like who does that? Car karaoke or whatever the fuck. Here you go. This is Brian Johnson and Lady Gaga.
Hello, me darling.
Oh, my God.
My little
Lady Gaga. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You brought Brian Johnson.
I got you Brian Johnson for Christmas.
My little darling.
You guys ready to rock?
We were born ready.
So ready.
Now, don't be nervous. Just stay with us.
This is the moment.
Living is there, living free. Season ticket on a one-way ride. Asking number.
Look at the girl.
Nippy. Taking everything in my stride. Going down for the time. My friends are gonna be there too.
All right, let's do it.
I'm on the highway to hell.
I think Brian should have forked.
Highway to hell.
Hello, me darling.
Oh, my.
Hello, me darling. Is there anything better than that accent? If you're a guy, even if you're in an advanced age like Brian Johnson, and you walk up to her and say, hello, me darling, they're going to love that. She's going to love that. Corey says her voice is amazing. It really is. She's an outstanding performer. Tophus says, yeah, she's got some pipes. She can sing anything. Tofus says, how fucking amazing would that have been to be a passenger in that car? Cole says she performed with Metallica a few years back. I remember it being surprisingly good. I can take everything about Gaga except for the fashion. It's ridiculous. But otherwise, very, very talented. Just because she wears stupid outfits and puts stupid shit on her face doesn't mean she's bad. I think she's awesome. All right. Let's see. Is there anything else I could talk about? Honestly, today is so slow. You would not believe how slow it is today. Yeah, I'm struggling. I'm gonna make this a short show. What? I do have to stress that Frank Fuss is here for you when you're ready to sign up for healthcare.gov. Reach out to him at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. If you're looking for a mortgage from anywhere in the U.S., the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Phil says, watch the verdict come down the second you log off. Corey says, let's hope that the riot happens so we have something to talk about. Ben Glaze offering me assistance. He says, easy, I just sent you a link of a story. Ooh, this is interesting. Yeah, this might buy us some time. Thank you, Ben. Ben writes, speaking of the Lady Gaga bomb threat, I was almost bombed at the Dave Matthews Band show at Wrigley Field. Yeah. Now, wait a minute, Ben. Are you suggesting... when did you go to the Dave Matthews Band show? Is this... can you tell me when you went to that? Because the story that you sent me is dated 2010. You sent that along as if this is breaking news. Question being asked, was that the day of the poo-poo bus? I still don't know how that happened. An RV that you just push a button inside. And because in order to dump the tank, you got to be outside of the vehicle. I still don't believe that's exactly what happened. Yeah, Ben, I'm wondering what the fuck you're sending me. Stevie says, that's okay. The Lady Gaga clip you showed us was from 2019. Well, yeah, it was, but that was because I was like, oh, I've never showed you this. This is great. Ben says 2010. Police gave the guy a fake bomb that he planted in a trash can. Then they arrested him. Man Bun Chris with the always timely, I don't want to step on your toes or steal your story. But did you see Pete Rose passed? Oh, my God. All right, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you so much. We will announce the asshole of the day, though. When in doubt, you can make it one of two people. Today, I'll make it Trump. The asshole of the day is Trump. Congratulations to him. I will regroup and we will be back with the Patreon bonus podcast. Hopefully something happens between now and then. That's the goal. Okay, folks, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here. I apologize for the length. I'll try to do better tomorrow. Thank you, and bye-bye.